The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 119. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of outstanding women finding their inner journey to self-confidence 5 days a week. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out amazing blog articles and our killer resources. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady who lives in my city of Toronto. She also has a successful podcast called The New Family. She's also a parenting editor, and she's here today to share her story about self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Brandy Wykley. Brandy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks a lot for having me on. It's a pleasure to get to chat with you and be on your great podcast. Like you said, I live in Toronto now, though I'm actually from Canada's West Coast on Vancouver Island. And for close to 20 years now, I've been in the parenting journalism field. And for years, I worked as a magazine editor. But about a year and a half ago, when the magazine that I had been editing shut down due to declining advertising, I decided to branch out on my own, having purchased a URL that I liked before with the plans of always having a website dedicated to modern family life. And it's called The New Family. And it's all about celebrating and exploring the diversity of families and the many forms that families take today. And we have a blog series that we're best known for called The Thousand Families Project, which tells the first person stories of different families of all shapes and sizes until we reach 1,000. So that is the home base for both the blog project and as well my new podcast, The New Family.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And that's an amazing project, right? I love seeing, you know, just different families, you know, it's not just like the traditional family that we mostly see on TV. So it's great that you're spreading that message, you know, helping other families feel like they're not the only ones out there. You know, there are other, you know, great examples that we can relate to.
Thank you. I think that was part of my motivation for doing so, is being from a family that's not so traditional anymore. I am divorced from my ex-husband and the two of us live next door to one another. And you don't hear that necessarily every day. And I was very aware of the fact that that a lot of parenting media speaks to people as if they do belong to that nuclear kind of family. And people, I think, have really happily received the message that there's a lot more forms of family out there.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. And Brandy, what is your cultural background?
Well, my great-grandparents immigrated here, on one side from Norway and on the other from Ireland. And I grew up partly on the West Coast and then partly also in rural Alberta.
Wow. I've never been to Alberta yet. That's probably one place I'll have to check out when I go back to Canada. So yeah. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, I thought I would pick one from the book The Confidence Code by Katty Kay and Claire Shipman, which is just a great read. The subtitle of this book is The Science and Art of Self-Assurance, What Women Should Know. And what I love this passage so much, it says, "What we need to do is start acting and risking and failing and stop mumbling and apologizing and prevaricating. It isn't that women don't have the ability to succeed, it's that we don't seem to believe we can succeed, and that stops us from even trying."
I personally love that quote. That's the first time I've actually heard it, because, you know, I'm guilty of that as well. You know, as women, we love to second guess and overanalyze. And,
oh boy,
you know,
yeah.
You know, I've been practicing to just start using my intuition more and just take action and be happy with the results. So, you know, I really love that quote. If our listeners are listening, you know, I hope you love it just as much as I do. So thanks for sharing that. And what would be, in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Well, I think self-confidence is having the ability to pursue your dreams, the work that's meaningful to you, because you believe in yourself and you believe that you can deliver that value to the world.
That's a great definition. You know, it really is important when you do something that's meaningful, that's within your alignment, because, you know, you just have more clarity and you know what will work and what won't work for you. So, you know, appreciate that definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I think that I was relatively fortunate in that my parents always encouraged me to pursue what I loved. So I was able to find journalism pretty early on in my life, actually starting in high school. But in terms of self-confidence and in the workplace, I don't think that our backgrounds necessarily set us up well for that as women. We're often asked to be accommodating. The definition of a nice girl is not to ask for too much, to wait our turn, all that kind of thing. And I was working at the first parenting magazine that I ever worked at, and I had started out there before even becoming a parent myself as that very junior person, and was having a hard time kind of in the eyes of my editor in chief at the time, kind of busting out of that, my role there as the person low on the totem pole. And I remember also sensing, I guess that I had moved up a couple of times, but still had this feeling. So I was working at this magazine, it had been for a while, but was frustrated by my lack of really meaningful progress there and felt that I couldn't get experience and growth the way I needed to. And the thing that happened next really was what changed it for me.
So what was the aha moment or that thing that changed you, realizing your potential?
Well, I looked around at this wonderful work environment. So here I've just described my frustration with it, and that's that I wasn't kind of getting anywhere that far as fast as I wanted to. But we also had this really wonderful stuff about our staff. There was lots of flexibility for your kids, and we really cherished each other. But I had this aha moment where I realized we cannot stay at the place that you love just because you have been there for a while and you love the people. It's really only us who can look after our own career trajectory and really take care of that. And so I decided that I would just stick my neck out and apply for something at a competitive magazine. And within a short period of time, I ended up having two job offers that I was able to kind of work one against the other and get the best situation for myself. And I left there despite everybody's, and it was sort of shocking to my teammates, but that was the, or my colleagues rather, but that was the moment where I realized, no, women are holding themselves back sometimes just out of liking their colleagues, not wanting to rock the boat. But sometimes you have to just, you absolutely must take the reins with your own career and not be afraid to move around.
I love that aha moment you had, because I kind of went through a similar situation. You know, I just belong to this amazing community and, you know, I still love it, but it's just, I knew there was more out there for me, and letting go was a little bit challenging because we love the environment so much. But like you said, there's so much more out there. We got to just go out there and just be courageous enough to walk our own path sometimes, even though it may look lonely. I mean, you know, the possibilities out there are endless, right? Sky's the limit. So, you know, thanks for sharing that. And what's your life like now after that realization?
Well, now I have the confidence to do something like be self-employed, even though from the outside definitions that would look a little bit scary. I am the only person in this household. My children are also supported by their dad, but I'm the only earner in my house. I'm single and have every reason perhaps from that point of view to want to have the quote unquote regular paycheck, which I don't really see as being that stable these days anyway, and the benefits and all that sort of thing, but have the confidence to pursue my own thing in spite of that, because of the fact that I've moved around, gained all kinds of different experience, had the opportunity to be strategic about where I went in my career, and build a lot of, you know, build a personal brand really. Develop trust out there and have the confidence to do something that's really meaningful for me at this stage in my life.
Awesome. You know, that's great that you're able to go out there, you know, have that confidence to pursue your dreams, because there's so many women out there who want to do the stuff they want to do, but they're so scared. They're afraid that people might laugh at them. People might think they're crazy. And, you know, cause I've gone through it, right? People thought I was like the crazy one, and you know, it kind of held me down for a bit until, you know, just hanging around with the right people, listening to audio and reading books really helped me just get out of that comfort zone. So, you know,
so true.
So I'm glad you're courageous enough to do that and show other women what's possible. So Brandy, you know, if our listeners are listening to your story, you know, they're inspired to take, you know, their own journey, whatever it may be. And they're in their journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to them?
Don't be afraid to move around in your career to get different experiences. Don't stay too long just because you've gotten comfortable or you like the people that you work with. Don't be afraid to go ahead, quit the day job and pursue the thing that's really meaningful to you after you've given it some strategic thought, of course. But my advice is to really pursue the opportunities that you need and really look out for yourself.
Thank you. That's great advice. And I truly believe that, right? I mean, go out there because there's so much opportunity out there and people don't realize how much opportunity there is out there. So thanks for sharing that great advice. And Brandy, if our listeners want to get to know a little bit more of what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love for you to connect with me at thenewfamily.com. You can find links to social media and to email me there and on the About Us page. And you can find us on Facebook at The New Family as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you would like to connect with Brandy, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Brandy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I really want to thank Brandy for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be here.
Awesome. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another amazing episode of Another Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thank you for connecting with us on the Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit thetaoofselfconfidence.com for links to everything we chatted about, as well as killer resources, gifts, and so much more.